مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Zulqa'dah 1442. I have entitled today's program The Moon Issue. Why? Just now you will come to understand everything, inshallah. Let us give you a report back of our activities of the past week, inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, you must announce it, proclaim it. And remember, don't say it is our greatness, we are non-entities. Say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. It is only, solely, exclusively the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And remember, we beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wala, I seek your protection, that you snatch away your bounties, which are recurring, showering upon us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Alhamdulillah, our morning program went very, very well. More and more non-Muslims are tuning in, and that gives me a lot of joy, that early part of the morning. Then our Mawlana Arafat was ill and sick on Thursday, Friday. So mashallah, Allah give them all Shifa-e Kamil. And we see our brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan came in and he was posing the questions. He did a very good job, mashallah. So obviously that we always make dua for everybody, Siha and Afia. So that morning program, very, very good. Hada min fadli rabbi. Thereafter, our tafsir program, mashallah, this week here on Wednesday, the public holiday in South Africa, June 16th, is a historic day in South Africa's history. But anyway, we will complete Surah Naml, inshallah, chapter 27. And that is also going on well. Allah accept it. And then, mashallah, the Q&A that's going well, excellent for past 20 years and plus certain months. So that's our flagship program. More and more people are tuning in and so forth. And those of you who want to join our groups, so remember there is still place on group number 6 and group number 7. Just send me a WhatsApp message. You can send it now also, because when I finish from here, 2:30 to 3:30, then I'll be working. And then meaning then I will do all the work, answer the questions and so forth. So you can send the message to 071-888-1184. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, mashallah, our bliss of marriage, that's also picking up with Radio Sirius FM. And the advantage we have, again, only the mercy of Almighty Allah. When we have joint platforms and joint programs with Radio Al-Ansar International or Sirius FM, people can listen to it on the FM. And mashallah, it's a big boost for them also. They inform me that their listenership has increased many, many fold. So it's a win-win situation. May Almighty Allah accept it from all of us. And then Wednesday, I went to Darul Zakaria. Mashallah, I had certain questions and I posed to Mufti Saab there. And then we went to class after Maghrib. So the students were waiting for me. There's about 55, 56 students in the final year, still more to come. So I think they will end off by about 60 or more than 60. So I asked them, what's wrong? They said, no, I must read the Ibarat, meaning I must read the Hadith and then Hazrat will explain. I said, very good. For me, it's an honor to read in front of Abu Ustaji, in front of Hazrat Mufti Rizal al-Haq Sahib. Hazrat Mufti Rizal al-Haq Sahib taught me for the first, he just became a teacher, we first batch in 1974 in Karachi. So whatever we can learn, alhamdulillah. So I read, then Hazrat reads, you know, and explains all the hadith and so forth. Then I make all my notes, and when we are sitting there in the room, mashallah, then I bring about all the ishkal and objections and so forth. Very academic that is. So alhamdulillah, that is excellent. Allah Ta'ala reward of Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Then on Thursday, mashallah, there's meetings and mashuras and so forth. Go to the barber, get tuned up, you know, all these things. Then I called this program the moon issue. Now you need to understand this. I am speaking about the moon issue in Saudi Arabia. I will give you my personal experiences, not the third party, what I know of. So take now, today in we say is the 3rd of Zulqa'dah, 1442. They say it is the 4th of Zulqa'dah. But if you go, meaning Friday was the 1st, according to them. But if you go and see that at sunset time, whether you take Makkah, Medina, Riyadh, Jeddah, Dammam, whatever, all the Tabuk, all the places, we've been to all these places with Allah's help. So remember that if you take all the places, you will see that at the time of sunset, the moon was only 3-4, maximum 5 hours. And it is impossible, according to the Falakiyat, those who study astrology, and common sense also. So why are we having this problem, you must remember, with the moon sighting there? So let me give you a few instances, and this you must write down. In 1984, listen carefully to what I'm saying, because 90% of the ummah are unmindful, they don't know these things. In 1984, Ramadan came, and then they had Ramadan only 28 days in Makkah, Medina, everywhere. You know, in Islam, the minimum amount of days we have in a lunar month is 29 days. And the maximum amount we have is 30 days. They had 28 days. And then the next day was Eid, and they announced everybody must keep one qadha. This was in 1984. You can go and Google it, and you'll find it there as well. So imagine what a huge error for the ummah. Then fast forward 2004, we were there. Hajj was set for the correct date, everything. After 3-4 days in Hajj, now it's Zulhijjah already, then they changed the date. They said, no, there was this sighting or no sighting or something. After 3-4 days. So remember, the track record is not good at all. One day, before they used to invite me a lot for the conferences and so forth, although I never studied there in the Arab countries, no Arab country I studied in, said, mashallah, it's just the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Allah, we know some ulama, and then they have a soft spot for us, and then they invite and so forth, so we go. So, alhamdulillah, so one day, several ulama from South Africa, and we met the Grand Mufti. This is the same Mufti who's a Grand Mufti now, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Al Sheikh. He's blind. So he gave a talk, and thereafter you want to ask questions, you can't ask him directly, you must write it on a paper, you know, a note like. So I sent the question in, I said, Sheikh, Fadilatu Sheikh, explain to us that how does your moon issue work here in Saudi Arabia? This is the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. So he said, we only sight the moon 3 or 4 months in the year. And I still remember his word, it rings in my ears, you know, that he said, the other months we don't sight the moon. Laysa fiha ahkam. That were his words. I'm quoting you, to you, verbatim. He said, these other months, like now, Zulqa'dah, there's no ahkam, according to him. So there's no real ruling, so you don't have to worry about sighting and so forth. Now just let us pause here and see. One day, there was a conference in Jordan, in Amman, and people were invited from here and there. I was not invited, but some ulama from Cape Town and here and there, they went. When the Cape Town Ulama and the Mankakers, the Moon Samis, if you want to call them, the people produce all their registers and data and information, plus minus they had for every month, 70 years, that is their sighting and so forth. Not one Muslim country could produce that. Not one Arab country could do that. So that is the question I'm posing to you. Do you realize what is happening now? This moon issue and all that has become very secondary. You must remember Pakistan, that this Eid year, Eid al-Fitr that passed, they said Eid is on Thursday. So why they said Eid is on Friday? One minister decides and he says, no, that I say Eid isn't. So the ulama become hopeless, helpless, they can't do anything, everybody fears. So now I'm asking you that in Saudi, Makkah, Medina, wherever you are, they will tell you it is today, that is Monday, the 4th of Zulqa'dah. But who sighted the moon after 3, 4, 5 hours? Obviously, there is no sighting. And remember, how can you say, Laysa fiyya ahkam? We have ahkam. We have the fasting of Ayyamul Bees and so forth, the 13, 14, 15 fast. So people's fast all goes haywire and mixed up. Let me give you another incident, my personal incident. We were a group of ulama, we were invited there to Riyadh. They take you very well, they treat you excellent, mashallah. When you go as a guest, they treat you 5-star. So we met the great, the imams, and we met the Grand Mufti and the Supreme Court judge and everybody. I'll give you the names. So when we went there, we met Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. He was the Ra'isul Haramain, the head of the Haramain Sharifain at that time. And then we met him, the Grand Mufti, and the same one who's blind, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah al-Sheikh. Thereafter, we met Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan. He is Ra'isul Qazi. He is the Chief Justice. So I remember we posed the question to the Chief Qazi, Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan. Sheikh, it was in Muharram, when is Ashura? He said tomorrow, for example. So I'm just giving you an example. He said tomorrow, Tuesday. When we posed the same question to the Grand Mufti, the same Grand Mufti now, he said today, Monday. Subhanallah, both of you are in Riyadh. One is the Grand Mufti. One is the great judge of the whole country, you understand? And he's the main judge. But among yourself, you don't know. One says Monday, one says Tuesday. Whether it was Monday, Tuesday, I don't remember, but it was different days. I'm just giving you an example. So how can we rely on that? I'm asking you. So remember that therefore my advice, every country you do your own sighting, or like what we have done, Alhamdulillah, if you want to take only South Africa, we got no problem with that. But we said, let us extend it and expand it. Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafizahullah, and our Jamiat Ulama, Ye Khauteng, Mashallah, Mufti Bouda, and them, they in the deal, and many other ulama have joined in with Allah's help. So, Mashallah, that they say that we will accept the sighting of the neighboring countries and so forth. So that also is not a problem. As long as we have credible people and we know that that is that. So we must remember, I find it amazing and astonishing in my travels when I go, that time, you know, before all this COVID and what have you. I used to go to UK, go Canada, go here, go there. And always there's a split. Among our ulama, leave other ulama, among our ulama, big split. So I asked them, senior ulama, why y'all are fasting today, or why is your Eid today? They say, no, hum Saudi ki ittiba karte hain. Now, do you know how they work? They only look for the moon Ramadan time. They only look for the moon Shawwal time. They only look for the month in Zulhijjah time. 3-4 months only. The rest is nothing. In fact, I can give you a secret which very few people know. If you look at the current system, how they're operating, their lunar calendar is exactly like the Jews. So you see the Arab countries, because the Jewish influence is so much. If you've been to the Arab countries 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago, then the holidays were Thursday and Friday. But now they're building ties, all that with the jutlas and so forth. So the influence comes. So the Jutlas, you must remember, the Jews, the apartheid regime of Israel, what they do, they say Friday afternoon, like how we have Saturday afternoon and Sunday holiday, right? The Western countries normally like that. So they say Friday after Jumu'ah, so that is holiday, and Yom Sabt, the Sabbath will be on Saturday. That is the Jewish, you understand, way. So you see, majority of the Arab countries and so forth, they have adopted the same system, that they copy and imitate and mimic the Jewish way, that Friday, Saturday will be holiday, no more Thursday, Friday. So two full days they give you. Now see, I give you something. How do the Jewish Jews work? Let's say, I just give you an example. Today is the 29th of the lunar month, any month. This example I'm giving you. So if the birth of the moon, if the birth of the moon is before sunset, so 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so automatically the next day will be first. And if it is after sunset, then the next day will be 30th. And then the day after that will be the first. If you see what they are doing now in Saudi Arab countries, the same thing they're doing. They mimic the Jewish system, you must remember. So there's hardly any sighting. And you can verify it with the Grand Mufti. And because I was there present, I posed the question. So therefore, for us or anybody else, to accept that type of moon sighting, why I'm raising this, in South Africa, Africa, Asia, Europe, America, wherever, you will find people say, no, we must follow there. But how are you going to follow there when there's no sighting for 7, 8, 9 months? So you must remember that. They say, Laysa fiha ahkam. So these are serious, serious problems that the Ummah is facing. Alhamdulillah, we in South Africa, so things are going smooth, there's no real problem. So Allah Ta'ala reward the ulama, there's no problem with that. But remember, the problem will come. And I said this about 7, 8 years ago. I said that how come we can't take the neighboring countries? I'm here and Komatipoort is right there. You must remember, next to the border of Mozambique. Then you take from here to Cape Town and you take from here to Komatipoort or Mozambique, you look at the distance. Like that, you can give so many examples. So anyway, I want to draw your attention. We cannot take the Saudi sighting in its current format, because remember, there is no sighting as such for these 8 months and 9 months and so forth. Yes, other months, they say, you must remember. I tell you one incident. One day, my student, Sheikh Suleiman Ghani, and them from London, UK, and that were there. So I met him, I said, where are you guys going? I see a big group. He said, no, we invited by to go see the sighting of the moon. I said, you must get me in. I'm coming with you. He said, fine, you can come in, but you don't ask any questions. So I said, fine, this is in Mecca. So they went there, they took us right to the mountains and so forth. They got all their gadgets, right, open. There's no cover, nothing, in the mountain. I was really amazed, but it hardly rains there, so I suppose nothing really gets damaged. And they showed us that how they do the sighting and so forth, but that day they announced that there's no sighting and so forth. I asked them, how many different places you have? They said 5 or 6 in the whole kingdom. So fine, at least we came to know all that and so forth. There was a big professor. So I saw him that he was speaking English. I still got his card somewhere. It must be lying around somewhere. And he studied in America. And he was a master in all this astrology. I said, Sheikh, I want to speak to you. So he laughed. He said, okay, but you can't record. You can't take photo. You can't take any. I said, no, I got nothing here. You understand? So we sat and we spoke. I said, you know, in 1984, there was 28 days in Ramadan. They say we're aware of it. I said in 2004, the dates were changed after for Hajj, after 3-4 days. Then this happened. He said, I agree everything you said. So I asked him, what are we going to do? This is impacting on the Ummah. So he said that time was King Abdullah. He was in charge. He said King Abdullah called the ulama and called people like us. That is, these people who are masters in astrology and so forth. that we must try and reach consensus among ourselves and so forth. And then he even told me that any time you want to ask questions and so forth, you must ask me, I'll answer you. So see, even they admit there's a problem and so forth. So that is I wanted to bring to your attention. There are huge problems regarding the moon. But people today, you know, like sheep, that's what they say. Let me make another statement clear. Our fatwa regarding vaccine is totally haram. Vaccine is totally haram. You look at, you must remember the ingredients. You look at the experiments. You just go to News 24 today and see, they say that 2 million J&J, Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be discarded because of contamination there in Baltimore, in America, and so forth. But they speak about the herd mentality. Herd mentality, we like animals, you know. So what we must do, 40 million plus people must get vaccinated. So we reject that totally. You must remember that clearly. For us as Muslims, we are. And how many people are taking the vaccine and dying? Not only South Africa. Yesterday here in Indonesia, we had 21 janazas. Can you believe that? And majority of all these problems here. So it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. Remember that. So anyway, Allah may have mercy on us, but we need to teach the Ummah the correct information and not curry favor with any government, any politician, any person, organization. That is our duty as ulama, as students of deen, to promote and protect the Sharia. So I was telling you about this moon issue. So we hope it can be resolved in the proper way according to Islamic law, not according to the way they wanted to do so. So that's unacceptable. So mashallah, then Friday came, I was here in the Sufi masjid, I gave a talk and so forth. Friday night, mashallah, there were sightings. By who else? By Maulana Masood Parker. I told him, Maulana, you're the lifesaver. That I went there especially, Uppington, because his mother is my first cousin. So mashallah, you go from there to Uppington, Uppington 1 hour, you go to Groblersworth. And he told me 3 brothers sighted it. I believe there was a sighting in Zeerust as well. So excellent. So we said Saturday is the 1st of Zulqadah, Sunday the 2nd, and then today the 3rd. So no problem. Excellent. Very good. And then remember that was Saturday now. Mashallah, we have early morning program. And then it's resting time. But I can't rest now. So many questions and people asking. Sunday is very busy day that I have to go to Darul Zakaria. And there I spoke about Maulana Farooq of Nepal. Mashallah, he read the Qirat. Allah Ta'ala reward him. He read beautifully. Then Hazrat told me to speak. I spoke about the important events, incidents of Zulqa'dah. Thereafter, Maulana Abbas spoke. He's a senior ustad there, Darul Zakaria. And he spoke about the Jews, that how they try to play with the Sharia. Allah Ta'ala told them on Sabbath, Saturday, no fishing. And then they look for loopholes and all. Almighty Allah allowed them, commanded them to become monkeys. Quran says this. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا كِرَدَةَ الْخَاسِينَ. He was trying to impress to us, the students and so forth, that the Sharia is Allah's Sharia. Don't look for loopholes and play with the Sharia and so forth. There will always be serious consequences and repercussions, remember. Then Hazrat Mufti Sahib just elaborated and so forth. And thereafter was the dua and so forth. Then afternoon we had a Q&A with our brother Hafiz Wadi. And mashallah, that it went very, very well. We say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Remember that dua we should make every day. Ya Allah, you protect the Haramain Sharifain from the internal and external enemies. And Ya Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa from the internal and external enemies. So that is what. And then we all heard yesterday, last night, that BB is sent to. He's kicked out. He's dumped, you must remember. And he's no more the Prime Minister. So one side you have Trump, one side you have Bibi, and the Arabs thought they will always be in power, and they kicked out and dumped out, and now their money and influence is finished. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Next up, mashallah, 2:30 to 3, we have Madrasa on Abe Muhammad Zahid Khan. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35, or then to 5 o'clock, Brother Lamin Templeton, with the economic news and views. 5 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub from our Durban studios, mashallah. 7 to 7:30, today's tafsir that we had just at between 1 o'clock and 1:30. The repeat of it, 7:30 to 8 will be more Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10 will be, mashallah, the Q&A with Moana Arafat, Atia and myself, live. So you can send in your questions. May Almighty Allah accept it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.